I want to ask you a few questions about the weather. Say if you looked up in the sky and there weren't any clouds around, you might say, well, I believe we're going to have a
beautiful day. It's going to be a hot one. Or wintertime, it's going to be cool.
Well, what about if there are a lot of dark clouds around, you might say, well, looks like it's going to be a
cloudy day or a rainy day or cloud with rain.
Or say what do you say the weather's doing when the clouds start to get thicker and
clouding
get
up?
Clouding up. Or if the clouds begin to pull away and
scatter, well, it looks like it's going to clear up.
If it rained real hard, you know, say if you had a lot of rain in just a short time, maybe about an inch in an hour, you'd say that you had a
cloudburst probably.
You ever heard people call that a gully washer?
Yeah.
That's
the expression used around here a whole lot.
Or if you were having some lightning along with the rain, you'd say you were having a
thunder shower. That lightning follows thunder, follows that lightning.
Or
electric storm.
What if it was just raining, just a few drops, you know, just barely raining? You'd say you're having a little
shower. It'd be about 10 feet apart.
You ever heard people call that a drizzle?
Drizzle. Yeah, well, being drizzle, that's what it's real fine.
Yeah. Or have you ever gotten up in the morning and you just couldn't hardly see across the road because all the
foggy? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Out on the road the same way. Driving in that fog, that's pretty rough.
Or if it's the kind of weather where you hadn't had any rain in a long time, you say you're having a
fog, I guess.
Well, if you hadn't had any rain in a long time, you say you're having a dry spell?
Oh, well, be dry. Yeah, but got it now.
What if it lasts for a long time? You say you're having a
drought.
What?
Have a drought.
Yeah. Say if the wind has been real gentle, but it's gradually getting stronger, you'd say that the wind's
going to get a pretty good breeze, I guess.
You ever heard people say the wind's picking up?
Yeah.
Or what about if the wind's been real strong, but it's gradually getting more gentle, you say the
flagging
wind...
Flagging off.
Flagging off. Or sometimes, you know, when you go outside in the morning, there's this light coating of white on the ground.
Frost. Big dew of frost.
Some frost more severe than others.
Yeah, it gets white like the snow from there sometimes, yeah.
You ever heard people talk about a killing frost?
Yeah. When it gets on the ground that strong, it is.
Have you ever heard the expression that it seems that your good luck comes just a little bit at a time, but it seems like your bad luck comes
all at once?
Yeah. Reckon there's anything to that?
No. No, I've had a lot of bad luck, but when you take it all together, I've been pretty lucky. Yeah.
The first month of the year, that's...
January, you talking about? Mm-hmm. First month in the year. Mm-hmm.
And then after that comes...
February.
And then...
March, April, May, June, July, and August, September. You know how I tell months and things how many days in a month? You ever heard this old rhyme about 30 days out September?
That's the only way I can keep up with
April,
it.
April, June, and November, all the way up to 31.
That's right.
Me.
I always get hung up on February, though, because
February alone, which had 28. Yeah. One day and one day more we had to it in 1 year and four.
Yeah.
That's 30 days. Yeah. 29 days.
Could you
have a leap year there, you know, they call it.
Yeah. Could you name off the days of the week for me?
Oh, yeah. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Have you ever heard Sunday called anything else?
Yeah. Trying to think, I know. Sunday's called the Sabbath, of course.
Sabbath.
Yeah. Saturday is the Seventh-day Adventist Sabbath.
Yeah.
And you know, you can find that in the Bible where they're right. Did you know that?
I don't remember it right away.
Yeah, you sure can. On the first day of the week.
Hmm. Well.